So time is precious. What will we do with this time? Knowing the inevitable nature of manifest and unmanifest matter, why do we take it so seriously? Why are we pushing and shoving and competing, and we're in so much anxiety? We've been willing to fight and declare wars, either on a small scale or on a large scale. For what? Simply over this unmanifest, temporarily manifest, and then again unmanifest phenomena. We see big, big politicians building big, big bombs, declaring wars. What is their idea? Power, control, protection. But actually, those people who are declaring the wars, how long are they going to live within the country that they're so attached to? They might die in the war tomorrow. They likely may be assassinated today. Or at the most, they'll live a few years and then get old as disease and die. And then what? You may be born in your enemy's country. Then you're born, and then the bombs that you built in your last life are attacking you. The armies that you trained in your last life is coming to plunder your family. Hare Krishna. Do you think this doesn't happen? It happens so much. When you're constantly thinking about the enemy, you get born as the enemy. Because what you're thinking about at the time of death, you take that. Hare Krishna. And here we are in Krishna consciousness, after so many millions of births, wasting our valuable existence, we finally come in contact with the transcendental mercy of the Lord through Srila Prabhupada's mercy. We finally come to the path of bhakti, the postgraduate level of human existence. And yet, we let these material trivialities create so much disturbance in our mind. Not only in our mind, but in the whole spiritual societies. Trivialities.